to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Welcome to the program. Yes, your host, Mary Goulet. So I decided, because I was driving in this morning to the studio, and what am I going to talk about today? And then it dawned on me, why don't I talk about what I love talking about? And that is praying the rosary. I just recently met someone, and I don't know how it came about, but I'm pretty transparent when it comes to my faith. I'm a Catholic. I dig the Blessed Mother and Jesus and love the rosary. So my enthusiasm, if given the opportunity, is not preachy. It's just excited. And this person, I gave him a couple of books, you know, how to pray the rosary. And then I explained petitions to him, like you can pray and ask the Blessed Mother for something. You may not get it exactly, but you'll get exactly what you need. Anyway, doing that through a novena. And a novena means nine, and there are four mysteries. I'm going to explain this a little bit in case it is interesting to you. So originally, there was only three mysteries, the joyful mysteries, sorrowful mysteries, and the glorious mysteries. Then the luminous mysteries were added, I believe, by John Paul II. And so let me explain what the mysteries are. So they're designed throughout the gospel to highlight the life of Mary, the ministry and passion of our Lord. Oh, Pope Pius XII, I guess it was the, anyway. So it's all throughout the gospel, and they pull little parts so you can kind of meditate while you're praying Hail Marys. So let me go through and tell you what each one is. The joyful mystery, and they're designated on certain days. Mondays and Saturdays are the joyful mysteries. And once you get into this, you start to identify the day by the mystery. So it's much easier to memorize which mysteries you're praying on which days, because we do it redundantly. The 54-day novena includes all four mysteries. 27 days in a row, you're asking for something at the end of each decade. Then the following 27 days, you're giving thanks to her, no matter what the outcome. And it is truly miraculous. I have one friend I think my mission in life is helping people get familiar with the rosary and bringing more people to Mary and Jesus, because it enriches your life so much. One guy that I taught the rosary probably 3 years ago, he, in the first year, attributed 17 miracles to it. And some were pretty big miracles. So there's something to it. Try it. Okay, let's go back to, since there are five decades in each rosary, the joyful mystery decades are, the first one, the Annunciation of Gabriel to the Virgin Mary. Archangel Gabriel went to the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, and said, you're going to have a child and name him Jesus. And she said, I will take that on, you know, the will of God. Yes, I'll do that. And that's a big emphasis in the Catholic faith, is that she said yes, even to something. She's, you know, she wasn't with Joseph, but she was still going to have a child. So that's a big one. The second one is the visitation of the Virgin Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, who had John the Baptist. She was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. When Mary went to Elizabeth, she had to take a long trip to get to Elizabeth. When Elizabeth opened the door, this is a famous line where the Lord leapt in my womb when you appeared, because it recognized Jesus in her womb. So John the Baptist and Jesus were only 6 months apart, basically. Then the third mystery of the joyful mystery is the birth of Jesus. So you see how you're following the lineage of first it was Mary, and then Elizabeth, and then Jesus. And then, true to Mosaic law, the fourth mystery is the presentation of our Lord in the temple at Jerusalem. And that was, I think Simeon was the one who basically blessed Jesus as an infant. And then the fifth one is the finding of the child Jesus in the temple at Jerusalem, because when he was young, he left to go to the temple, and his parents were frantic. Mary and Joseph were scared where he was, and they finally found him in the temple, basically preaching a little bit and learning from the elders. And he basically said, well, why didn't you think I was going to be here? You should have looked here first. It's kind of funny. So then we go to the sorrowful mysteries, which have been my favorite for a long time. Not that I don't love the other ones. It's just, I mean, this is his passion. So the sorrowful mysteries are prayed on Tuesdays and Fridays. And the first one is the agony of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. And a shortened version of that is just saying agony in the garden. So I could go back. The first joyful mysteries were all from Luke. So if that's something interesting to note, the sorrowful mysteries are all from the Gospel of Matthew. The second one, our Lord is scourged at the pillar, and that could also be just the scourging at the pillar. That's how I remember it. And the scourging at the pillar is very interesting because that leads us to another prayer, which I'm bummed I didn't bring all my little prayer books. In one of the prayer books, it's devoted totally to saying a certain amount of prayers every day for the number of wounds that he was inflicted at the scourging at the pillar. And I think that number is, I don't know if I have it exact, but I believe it's like 5,284 blows to his body. And if you pray a certain number of these, you get special graces by him. I will bring that up on another show because I will make a note to myself. That's a good prayer too. It's a devotion. It is definitely one that you got to get into a groove and keep it in your calendar. Like praying the rosary every day, if you can, is just going to bless your life in so many amazing ways. So the third sorrowful mystery is our Lord is crowned with thorns, also known as the crowning of thorns. And then the fourth is carrying of the cross. And more officially, our Lord carries the cross to Calvary. Now, this is all in Matthew. Starts at Matthew 26, 36 through 56 to 27, 33 to 56. And that last one being the crucifixion of our Lord. So in this novena book that I have, it literally gives a little paragraph explanation of the agony in the garden. It says something. And what Mary's relationship when Jesus was going through that. Because she suffered on a spiritual level, a deep spiritual level, with his physical suffering. Okay, the next mystery is the glorious mystery. This is prayed on Wednesdays and Sundays. First one, and this is kind of a little bit here and there. So the resurrection of our Lord is in John 20, 1 through 29. The second one is the ascension of our Lord into heaven, which is beautiful. That's Luke 24, 36 through 53. And then the third one is the descent of the Holy Spirit on the Virgin Mary and the apostles at Pentecost. That comes from Acts 2, 1 through 41. The assumption of the Virgin Mary into heaven is number 4. And number 5 is a coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven. Queen of Heaven and Earth. Now, Mary has a lot of names. And Queen of Heaven and Earth is just one. And I'm not kidding. There's like 30 names for her. Mary, Star of the Sea, Queen of Heaven, Our Lady of Success, Our Lady of Guadalupe. You know, I'll do that list too. I'll make a note, names of Mary. And then the Luminous Mysteries are suggested to be prayed on Thursday. The first one, the baptism of our Lord in the Jordan by John, Matthew 3:13-16. Then the next one, the wedding feast at Cana, his first miracle that Mary prompted him to do. And he said, "Woman, it is not my time." And she turned to the steward and says, "Do whatever he tells you." Bam. Mary drops the mic because Jesus did whatever his mother asked. Third, the proclamation of the kingdom of heaven. That's in Mark, first chapter, 14-15. The transfiguration of our Lord, Matthew 17. And the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper, Matthew 26. Now, after reading through these five, it's very clear to see why these were added to the rosary, because that's significant in our faith. Okay, I'm going to, oh boy, that went fast. All right, we'll be right back for more on The Mary Goulet Show.
Things can change in an instant. The Navy Mutual Aid Association, we understand, because it's our life too. That's why our dedication to serving the life insurance needs of our military veterans and their families is unrivaled. Navy Mutual offers superior life insurance protection without military service restrictions and limitations. A single focus on providing the peace of mind military families are looking for. That's what we do. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve. Call 800-628-6011 or go to navymutual.org.
Has your business been appified? Are you tired of doing marketing that doesn't deliver results? Mobile apps build loyalty and quality retention. Your app from UPG Mobile puts your business on their mind and at their fingertips. UPG Mobile will give you a custom app highlighting how you are unique, targeting your message, and improving your open rates. Appify your business and amplify your presence with your customers at upgmobilemarketinggroup.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
Take a break from politics. Tune in and learn something. WS Radio shows are worth your time and are filled with tips and advice. Add us to your lunch routine and we'll give you a meal for your mind.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect. Be sure to tune in weekly to VinVillage Radio for exclusive, in-depth interviews with the who's who in wine and food.
Take a break from politics. Tune in and learn something. WS Radio shows are worth your time and are filled with tips and advice. Add us to your lunch routine and we'll give you a meal for your mind.
been bragging about Progressive Medical Center to you guys for years, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Agoli with us because, Dr. Agoli, a lot of people walk through your doors, and some of their biggest problems are they're just fatigued, they're tired all the time, and even though they're dieting and exercising, they cannot get the weight off. Why is that?
It's a combination of poor metabolism, inappropriate eating, but more importantly, it's due to a lack of education and really doing the right testing. A lot of our patients are metabolically compromised. What does that mean? Their metabolism is not functioning. The metabolism is responsible for all physical and chemical processes necessary to sustain life, and that includes energy. And without cellular energy, your body is not going to be a burning machine. Let's get back and teach our listeners to be a fat-burning machine.
It's been a lot easier to maintain my weight since Progressive Medical Center started treating me with all-natural supplements, learning proper nutrition, and that can be you today. No more frustrations about being tired or overweight. So why don't you get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today through ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
This is your life. Live it well.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Welcome to the program. Okay, now what I would like to do is share with you Our Lady's 15 Promises to Those Who Pray Her Rosary. And it can be very inspiring and exciting. And even in the first one. So the fundamentals of the rosary, the Holy Rosary is an enormous source of grace and spiritual protection. It's one of the most powerful sacramentals of the Catholic Church. And remember, Our Lady appeared at Fatima, and one of the children who she appeared to, Sister Lucia dos Santos, once said, because Mary would tell them you need to pray the rosary every day. So Sister Lucia says, there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, whether temporal or above all spiritual, in the personal life of each one of us, of our families, that cannot be solved by the rosary. There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Holy Rosary. I agree. And I can share many stories of miracles, amazing, simple, and profound, life-changing things based on people who had faith in her rosary. After the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the Holy Rosary is the prayer most pleasing to Our Lady. In honor of the Blessed Mother, we're sharing the 15 promises to those who pray the rosary. She revealed these promises to Saint Dominic, the saint to whom the rosary was first given in the 12th century. So it's not that old. And later to Blessed Alan de la Roche, who reignited devotion to the rosary in the 15th century. And Saint Dominic... No. Then there was Louis Montfort, who does the Secret of the Rosary. There's so many things. I mean, the rosary is pretty jamming. Okay. So Mary, in virtue of her perfect union with the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, reigns in heaven as queen next to her son. That's in the Glorious Mysteries. She's been given the privilege to bestow graces to her spiritual children. And this is really important. I think it's hard for people to believe. She earnestly intercedes as the mother of all people, all Christians. So even though there's a lot of suffering in the world, these promises from Our Lady endure her assistance in the cares and worries of this life and in interceding for us to obtain a holy death, eternal salvation, and an everlasting happiness with the angels and saints in heaven. She wants all of her children in heaven. So she kind of baits us with these 15 promises, and they're pretty good. The first one, which I know people, like even yesterday, I gave a bottle with holy water and some prayer books and whatnot to my friend. And his computer was crashing, couldn't turn it on. So I just left the bag outside. He called me later and said, I took that holy water, put some on me, and I kid you not, my computer rebooted. And I call that a signal grace. And a signal grace, this is her first one that she promises you. Whosoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. And here's the definition. A signal grace may be a simple sign in daily life that answers a question made in prayer or points towards God's will. For example, seeing a rose after finishing a novena to St. Therese of Lisieux could be considered a signal grace. Signal graces are often subtle or seemingly coincidental. So this guy, he's on day 8 of a novena, and I gave him holy water, and his computer rebooted. Now, he really made that connection. He felt that was coincidental, and basically it's a signal grace. So those do happen. And I say sometimes, I've told him, I said, maybe she's playing with you to help you trust her even more. And that can happen. Okay, the second one, she promises her special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. The third, the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. Now that happens from the inside out, because when you are devoted to the rosary and you're praying, especially a novena, a 54-day one, you're just more, your conscience is ignited. You're more aware of what is good to do and what is not good to do. So just by virtue of praying the rosary, you're destroying vice, decreasing sin, etc. And that just kind of happens. Okay, the fourth one, it will cause good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities and will lift them to the desire for eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. So that's what she's saying. Good works will flourish. Good things will happen. You'll be more apt to want to do God's will. And the eternal things of this world will become less important. That's another thing that just kind of shifts and changes within us. And you become aware of that happening. The fifth one, the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. In other words, anyone who faithfully prays the rosary and asks for Mary's intercession will be saved from hell. And at all costs, we want to be saved from hell. Number six, whosoever shall recite the rosary devoutly, applying himself to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. God will not chastise him in his justice. He shall not perish by any unprovided death. If he be just, he shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. So, an unprovided death means dying while not in a state of grace. That is, dying with unconfessed mortal sin in the soul. The Blessed Mother promises that anyone who regularly prays the rosary and earnestly tries to live according to God's will be spiritually prepared when their time of death comes. That's an insurance policy, and a worthy one at that. So if you go to the internet, just Google the 15 promises of the rosary, I would print these out and remind yourself why it is a good idea to pray the rosary. Number seven, whoever shall have a true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. So Our Lady ensures that the soul will receive sanctifying grace through the sacraments prior to its departure from the body. Not sure how to explain that any better. I don't know if that is the funeral mass sacraments. I'm not sure. Might be that. Number 8, those who are faithful to recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. Bam! That's a good one. So be faithful to recite the rosary. The light of God and the plenitude of his graces, and participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. Nice. Number 9, I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. Because you will thirst for heaven, you will thirst for the Blessed Mother and Jesus and not want to be separated from them. And if she'll deliver us, I'm devoted. Number 10, the faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. Nice. 11, you shall obtain all you ask of me by recitation of the rosary. Circle that one. You shall obtain all you ask of me by recitation of the rosary. That's where the petition and thanks in the novenas come in. And there's 3-day novenas, 9-day novenas. There's multiple ones you could choose from. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. Maybe this counts. 13, I have obtained from my divine Son that all advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death. That's a good one. And 14, all who recite the rosary are my sons and brothers of my only Son, Jesus Christ. And 15, devotion to my rosary is a great sign of predestination. By this, the Blessed Mother means that a devotion to the rosary is a good indication that the devotee is on the path to heaven. Wow. Re-listen to those and write down your favorite ones or print them out on the internet, because praying the rosary pays in our eternal life. Okay, be right back on the Mary Goulet Show.
Do you want a great price on a new or used car? Hi, this is professional racing driver Don Swanson, and I know a thing or two about cars. I'm talking about Military Auto Center, San Diego's original and only automotive warehouse, where low overhead means low prices on your next vehicle. Stop by and experience a friendly and casual way to discuss your car needs. They're located conveniently at 9323 Activity Road. You can call them at 858-831-7887 or online at militaryautocenter.com. We'll see you there.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Video consumption is on the rise. So, to reach this audience, Construct Tech Magazine created Construct Tech TV. Construct Tech TV helps construction professionals leverage emerging solutions to better their business. Tune in to ConstructTech.tv to catch the latest show on the first and third Tuesday of each month. Like, view, and subscribe to ConstructTech.tv, bringing dynamic video to construction.
You've heard me bragging about Progressive Medical Center and how they've helped me feel so much healthier. But one thing, Dr. Agoli, that a lot of people come to you with is just unexplained pain. They just can't get any relief. Why can Progressive Medical Center's Pain Management Center help them?
First of all, we have to acknowledge that pain is for real, and you've got acute pain and chronic pain. Here's the problem. That acute pain turns to chronic, which is longstanding, and no one's getting to the root cause. There's several key diagnostic components that help us get to the root of what's causing this pain. Is it inflammation? Once we do a thorough evaluation to get to the root cause, determine if it's structural or if it's a metabolic issue. And this way, we put an individualized program for pain management involving correcting the spine, using certain injections when necessary, and we get our patients out of pain quicker, and they stay out of pain because we teach them how to live their life well.
Don't let yourself live in pain any longer. Get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today at ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
Progressive Medical, this is your life. Live it well.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Welcome back to the program. Okay, so I've already covered the definition of the mysteries of the rosary. Then I did Our Lady's 15 promises to those who pray her rosary. And now I'm going to go over the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So, the devotion to his Sacred Heart is perhaps one of the more popular in the church today, and it began in the 17th century in France. In 1672, Christ appeared to a French visitation nun, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Over a series of visits, our Lord revealed to St. Margaret Mary the importance of devotion to his Sacred Heart. He asked that his heart, which was wounded on the cross and continually wounded by ingratitude of men for his sacrifice for them, be venerated and adored as an embodiment of his divine mercy and love. And then, of course, there's Divine Mercy Sunday. There's a full day devoted to him, and so he wants you to go to Mass and confession and venerate his image, pray to him. And this one is where he's holding the heart, or you see it on his clothing right on the chest. It is a heart wrapped in the crown of thorns with a flame coming out of it. So there's Sacred Heart of Jesus and there's the Sacred Heart of Mary. And there's two feast days back to back for each one of them. So the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you do, you know, pray to him, go to confession, you know, be a good human being, but pray to him anyway. These are the 12 things you'll get. I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. I will establish peace in their homes. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Now, let me stop on that one. I mentioned it a little bit, alluded to it in the 15 promises to those who pray the rosary. These things happen from your soul, and then your mind recognizes them. So lukewarm souls shall become fervent. That is very exciting. Because a lukewarm soul is dormant. We are meant to be fervent, loving toward Jesus and Mary and God. We just forget that big part of who we are. We forget our soul. And as I mentioned before, you don't have a soul, you are a soul. And that's when your soul is on fire with zeal and zest, how good does that feel? that's inspiring. And that's where I think people get interested in the rosary or in the Catholic faith, because I have a friend who was Catholic, cradle Catholic, and fell away from the church for whatever reason. He goes, man, if I had you talking to me when I was younger, I'd probably still be a practicing Catholic, because that zeal, that zest, that fervent, that fire, that's what they're talking about. That's what Mary and the saints and Jesus are talking about. So number 7, lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Awesome. Nice. Number 8. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. You can only get better. If you're fervently praying, you're going to kind of like just taking that piece of whatever that shines into a beautiful diamond. You just keep mounting into high perfection. Number 9. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. Awesome, because that's on my kitchen. In my kitchen on my wall, I have holy water font, picture of him, Mary, crucifix, rosary, some prayers. And that keeps me with always him and Mary on my mind. So print out an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and post it somewhere, and he will bless that place. Number 10, I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. What a tough job they have, because they have to bring to life through daily examples the gospel of our Lord. And we're lazy people by nature, so we want to be spoon-fed. One awesome thing is daily Mass. If you can find a church that has a daily Mass Monday through Saturday, my parish, it's 8 a.m. Monday through Saturday, I pose a challenge to you to go to daily Mass 7 days in a row and tell me that doesn't change your life. They're typically 30, 35 minutes long. At my parish, there's no music unless it's for some reason, maybe a big feast day or something, but typically no music. So that cuts out some of the time. But you're paying attention. The people that go to daily Mass want to be there. They are there. They're in the same pews. They're in deep prayer, deep reverence for what's taking place on the altar. It's a game changer. Daily Mass, the Rosary, Divine Mercy, those are game changers. Your life will just take on such depth and richness, and you will hear the Holy Spirit talking to you. It's pretty cool. You will hear the Holy Spirit in your life on a daily basis. Okay, number 11. Those who shall promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart. Can you get any closer to heaven? Wow. Okay, so let's do number 12, and then I'm going to go into, let me see. I want to find Sacred Heart Novena. Okay, number 12. I promise you, this is the longest one. I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. So, receive Holy Communion on first Fridays in 9 consecutive months. That's a novena. 9 months, 9 times. So, let me see. Sort of grace. Okay, so there, this novena prayer to the Sacred Heart, yeah, I have enough time, to be prayed on 9 consecutive days. And it's kind of, it's not too long, but it's easy to do once a day. Divine Jesus, you have said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Behold me kneeling at your feet, filled with a lively faith and confidence in the promises dictated by your Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary. I come to ask this favor, and this is where you mention your request. To whom can I turn if not to you, whose heart is the source of all graces and merits? Where should I seek if not in the treasure which contains all the riches of your kindness and mercy? Where should I knock if not at the door through which God gives himself to us and through which we go to God? I have recourse to you, Heart of Jesus. In you I find consolation when afflicted, protection when persecuted, strength when burdened with trials, and light in doubt and darkness. Dear Jesus, I firmly believe that you can grant me the grace I implore, even though it should require a miracle. You have only to will it, and my prayer will be granted. I admit that I am most unworthy of your favors, but this is not a reason for me to be discouraged. You are the God of mercy, and you will not refuse a contrite heart. Cast upon me a look of mercy, I beg of you, and your kind heart will find in my miseries and weakness a reason for granting my prayer. Sacred Heart, whatever may be your decision with regard to my request, I will never stop adoring, loving, praising, and serving you. My Jesus, be pleased to accept this, my act of perfect resignation to the decrees of your adorable heart, which I sincerely desire may be fulfilled in and by me and all your creatures forever. Grant me the grace for which I humbly implore you through the Immaculate Heart of your most sorrowful mother. You entrusted me to her as her child, and her prayers are all powerful with you. Amen. Okay, once a day, 9 days, and say a petition. One line you can also do, Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in you. And this is similar to Divine Mercy, which I might cover in the next segment because they all go together so beautifully. So figure out your petition and don't worry if it's you're asking for something material like financial freedom or freedom from debt or pain or whatever. Just ask. She'll give you what you need. Okay, we'll be right back on The Mary Goulet Show.
Thank you. By listening, you help prove that content marketing works. You need to engage your customers. We provide the solution. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones in which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or navymutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or navymutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Which sandwich is healthy and tasty? Which sandwich can come on bread or in a bowl? Which sandwich comes 51 different ways, so it's always your way? A which sandwich? Stop into our shop in Hazard Center. We're upstairs from the Hazard Center Digiplex. Bring in your movie ticket. We will add a free drink and chips to your sandwich order. Or order online at whichwich.com, and we will have it ready and waiting. WHICHWICH. Whichwich.com.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect. Be sure to tune in weekly to VinVillage Radio for exclusive, in-depth interviews with the who's who in wine and food.
I can't speak more highly about Progressive Medical Center and how they've helped me get my health back, get my energy back. And Dr. Agoli, when I first came to you guys, you found a thyroid problem and I had no clue, but that's really common with a lot of your patients, right?
Underactive thyroid is the most missed diagnosed condition in the United States. According to the American Academy of Endocrinology, well over 25% of the population is not being diagnosed properly. It's because of the testing parameters. If you go to your traditional doctor, they could be missing a key component. If you have crushing fatigue, inappropriate weight gain, cold hands, cold feet, losing hair, lack of concentration, even headaches and migraines could be caused by underactive thyroid. At Progressive Medical, we get to the root cause of the problem because we are integrative, and integrative medicine is good medicine. We use a combination of medication, natural supplements, diet, nutrition, lifestyle modification, and that's what makes it so unique because we tailor it to your personal needs. And that's interesting because you are tailored.
Yes, and if you want to get your energy back, be the most vibrant version of yourself, you got to get to Progressive Medical Center. I'm so glad I went. Contact them today through ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Welcome back to the program. Okay, so now I want to talk about the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and that is tied to Sister, or Saint Faustina. Now she's a saint. So before the World War II started, a young Polish nun received a special calling on the night of Sunday, February 22nd, 1931. She was in her cell, and Jesus appeared to her, Sister Faustina, and as the King of Divine Mercy, he was wearing a white garment with red and pale rays emanating from his Sacred Heart. It's a very famous picture. He appears to her and speaks to her for 4 years, and she records his words and her visions, and then she has her own thoughts and prayers and in her personal diary about that experience. And he gave her a mission. He goes, I'm sending you with my mercy to the people of the whole world. I do not want to punish mankind, but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart. And then he said, you are the secretary of my mercy. I've chosen you for that office in this and the next life. So he asked her to spread the message of his mercy to the whole world. She wrote a diary. It's called Diary of Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's very famous. So you can read his words in this book. And for me, I can take it in bits and bites. I can't read a ton because it's a lot to take in, but it's definitely a worthy pursuit. Okay. So millions of copies have been done. And so then he asked her to have the image that he appeared to her made into a picture. And he said to her, paint an image according to the pattern you see with the signature at the bottom, Jesus, I trust in you. I desire that this image be venerated first in your chapel and throughout the world. That's in the diary, and it says Diary 47. So a lot of times when you are looking at quotes from St. Faustina's diary, they will say where in the book you can find it. He goes, I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over its enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory. That's Diary 48. Diary 327, I'm offering people a vessel with which they are to keep coming for graces to the Fountain of Mercy. That vessel is this image with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. So the two rays that are coming out from his heart denote blood and water. The pale ray stands for the water which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for blood, which is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the very depths of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross. These rays shield souls from the wrath of my Father. Happy is the one who dwell in their shelter, for the just hand of God shall not lay hold of him. Diary 299. Diary 3:13, not in the beauty of the color nor of the brush lies the greatness of this image, but in my grace. And then one more, by means of this image, I shall grant many graces to souls. It is to be a reminder of the demands of my mercy, because even the strongest faith is of no avail without works. Works and faith. Diary 7:42. Okay, so this is how you pray the chaplet. It's used on the same rosary beads. You begin the chaplet with an Our Father, a Hail Mary, an Apostles' Creed, and then on the large bead, an Our Father, you start to, the Our Father bead, you say this. Let me interject real fast. There's a YouTube video you can search. It's called The Best, and best is in capital letters, Divine Mercy Chaplet Ever, in capital letters. It's a wonderful one. I would put it on in the house while doing dishes or whatever and just sing along in praise and glory. So it starts out, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Then on the smaller beads, the 10, that you would typically say the Hail Mary, you say, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. So you say that 10 times. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And then after you say that 10 times, you say 3 times, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Like, I can even hear that chaplet on YouTube when I'm saying this out loud because the music is so awesome. And you just go through the whole thing and your spirit and your soul is lifted up and life seems easier and you have more courage and faith to tackle whatever is in front of you that day. So definitely praying the Divine Mercy is so worth it. So I'm just going to read a little paragraph of what he said to Sister Faustina later. He said, say unceasingly this chaplet that I have taught you. Anyone who says it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. Priests will recommend it to sinners as the last hope. Even the most hardened sinner, if he recites this chaplet even once, will receive grace from my infinite mercy. I want the whole world to know my infinite mercy. I want to give unimaginable graces to those who trust in my mercy. And then later, when they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Nice. Wow. So there is a special feast day devoted to Divine Mercy. And he wants a novena said leading up to that Divine Mercy. And once you get into this, you really get into this. It's awesome. So the Divine Mercy Novena would start on Good Friday and end on Divine Mercy Feast Day. Let me see. He gave her intentions to pray. So St. Faustina was given intentions to pray. Wow. Let me read them to you. The different souls prayed for on each day of the Novena are: Day 1 is Good Friday, all mankind, especially sinners. Day 2, Holy Saturday, the souls of priests and religious. Day 3, Easter Sunday, all devout and faithful souls. Day 4, Easter Monday, those who do not believe in Jesus and those who do not yet know him. Day 5, Easter Tuesday, the souls of separated brethren. Day 6, Easter Wednesday, the meek and humble souls and the souls of children. Day 7, Easter Thursday, the souls who especially venerate and glorify Jesus' mercy. Day 8, Easter Friday, the souls who are detained in purgatory. Oh, double down on that day for everybody. Day 9, Easter Saturday, the souls who have become lukewarm. Remember, we want to be fervent. We don't want to be lukewarm. We want to be on fire for Jesus. During the Divine Mercy Novena leading up to Divine Mercy Sunday, the chaplet of Divine Mercy should be prayed each day for that day's intentions. And you can pray it any other time. but to do that then. And also he has a holy hour, which is 3 o'clock. That's his hour of mercy. So every day at 3 o'clock is sacred. So if you have any prayers you want to pray, Divine Mercy, Rosary even, try to fit that in at 3 o'clock because that was his hour. So I hope that some of this sparked something in your soul, because once your soul is sparked, he's not going to let it go. Mary won't let you go. St. Pio won't let you go. There's so much that we have available to us. So go out and pray. Be fervent. Thanks for listening to the Mary Goulet Show.
I've been bragging about Progressive Medical Center to you guys for years, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Agoli with us because, Dr. Agoli, a lot of people walk through your doors, and some of their biggest problems are they're just fatigued, they're tired all the time, and even though they're dieting and exercising, they cannot get the weight off. Why is that?
It's a combination of poor metabolism, inappropriate eating, but more importantly, it's due to a lack of education and really doing the right testing. A lot of our patients are metabolically compromised. What does that mean? Their metabolism is not functioning. The metabolism is responsible for all physical and chemical processes necessary to sustain life, and that includes energy. And without cellular energy, your body is not going to be a burning machine. Let's get back and teach our listeners to be a fat-burning machine.
It's been a lot easier to maintain my weight since Progressive Medical Center started treating me with all-natural supplements, learning proper nutrition, and that can be you today. No more frustrations about being tired or overweight. So why don't you get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today through ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
This is your life. Live it well.
Successful cyber attacks have increased 46% in the last 4 years. Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. Arm and protect yourself with information from Securing Our eCity Foundation. They're a nonprofit offering free seminars and online resources to help us, our businesses, and community to live and work in a safer cyber world. Contact Securing Our eCity Foundation at securingourecity.org or call 619-630-2444.
As a direct sales leader, you know you need a wide range of skills. You also need to pass those skills along to your team, because growing other leaders is the key to growing your organization and your income. Team Connections will provide you with the leadership training you need to make it happen by joining our first Friday call each month. But you don't have to take our word for it. You can try First Friday absolutely free by joining us for a special free preview call on August 24th. For more information, visit Team Connections on Facebook or visit our website at www.teamconnections.org First Friday.
No family can survive on two incomes anymore, let alone one. If you are supplementing your family's income working from home, then tune into The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio. The Cash Flow Show, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
This is Bill Gruber with BizVid Communications, a Southern California video production leader. We've been honored to sponsor, produce, write, and host many of the fine programs on WS Radio over the years. So we understand how important the internet and your website exposure are. As video producers, we know the tricks and secrets to incorporate video to increase your search engine optimization and business success. Visit BizVidCommunications.com to see what we can do for you. BizVid Communications.com.